What's going on, Cyclones fans? Jake Senholz back with you for another episode of Inside Cyclones Hockey. Hope that you enjoyed my conversation with Zach Serway last week. I know we had a lot of fun recording that episode, and I hope you enjoyed listening to us kind of reminisce and look back a little bit at some of the high points of the season. Today we have a little bit of the same for you, but more from a coaching and an on-ice and a player standpoint as we talk to head coach Nathan Oistrakh, kind of pick his brain a little bit about how he thinks his first season in Wausau went, what his goals are, and how he's going to go about kind of molding this team into his own over the coming months. So looking forward to having you hear that conversation here in just a moment. As always, thanks for coming back. Thanks for listening. We appreciate all the support. Got some good feedback on last week's episode, and I hope you enjoy this week's as well. So coming up right now is head coach Nathan Oistrakh. All right, Cyclones fans, I want to take a quick second and talk to you about our friends at Mullins Cheese. We're located right in the center of Wisconsin, and nothing screams Wisconsin more than some cheese, specifically Mullins Cheese. We love cheese in all forms, all shapes, all sizes, and Mullins Cheese has it all. Did you know that you can tell who has the best cheese curds around by the squeak? Well, it's true. And at Mullins Cheese, they pack their cheese curds so that you can heat to squeak. Mullins Cheese isn't going to argue about who has the best cheese curds. They will just let the squeak speak for itself. Make sure you look for new heat to squeak packaging when you visit Mullins Cheese. That's why they say whether you're heading north or heading home, make Mullins a part of your journey. Mullins Cheese, located at exit 175 off I-39 in Knowlton. And welcome back to Inside Cyclones Hockey. Joining me now is head coach of the Wausau Cyclones, Nathan Oistrakh. And coach, thanks for making the time this morning. I know a lot of listeners are excited to hear from you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been a while since we last talked.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll dive right into it. Before we get into in depth, just want your general, overall thoughts on the season. You guys played some really good hockey at certain points this season. Also a couple stinkers out there, over the duration of whatever the 40 something game season. Overall, your first year in Wausau, what are your thoughts? Did you view as a success? Just give me a little bit there.
I think you're right. I think that's fair to say we're up and down. I think one of our biggest problems this year was scoring goals at times. We were right in games throughout the year. And, Jake mentioned us and myself as a coaching staff, when we look back on the year, we felt like there's a few games that got away just because we couldn't get the puck in the net. And, it's going to happen throughout a hockey season, and it is what it is. But I had fun this year. Obviously there was some tough times, you go on a 15 game losing streak. It's never easy on anybody, but at the end of the day, we play hockey to win. And, we didn't match our ultimate goal of winning a championship. So, I don't want to say it's a failure, but it wasn't as successful as, we would have all wanted, players included. So, but coming in, a week and a half before the season started, having to get in quick and get to know everyone, there's a lot of good things this year. I built a lot of good relationships within the community and within, our dressing room. So as far as that goes, that was a huge success, getting to know the guys, getting them having that trust built between us, and now them understanding what their expectations are for guys coming back next year. It should be a smoother transition.
Yeah, and you kind of alluded to it there, and I think by now, at least everybody that listens to the podcast knows, the story. You came in, real late in the preseason, had a roster handed to you, but now you have a chance to kind of mold it into what you are wanting. And you have a bunch of tenders to work with, things like that. So what's the offseason going to look like for you? I know this is going to be your first, your last coaching job, how much
type of recruiting and stuff you had to do, but it's your first opportunity to do that at the NA3 level. Give the listeners maybe a little brief preview of what the offseason looks like for you, how you're going to build those relationships and bring in quality players to Wausau.
Yeah, well, you keep using the word offseason, but I don't think we have an offseason.
That is true. That is true.
So we've already, Jake and I have both already been scouting. We've been watching high school games since, oh boy, probably December. I recently just got back from the Michigan State High School Tournament. So, you know, we're in full swing. We have signed one tender, John Criss, a local Wisconsin kid that we think will come in and be able to add some of that offensive ability for us. And we're just going to go out and try to find good people and good players. I'll be in St. Louis next week for the lead meetings and the NA Combine. We have a CCM showcase that we're going to in Colorado at the end of April or May. And then we have our camp in Colorado in June, and we're having another camp in Michigan this year, just to try and find some more guys. You know, obviously, like I said, Jake Minch and myself have been out talking to a lot of players. We've already planted some seeds, and there's a lot of good players available. But, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of these guys want to play in the best league possible, and they all want to go to NA camps and do their thing, which is, you know, what we want as an NA3 coach, as a developmental league. We want those players to go out and get the best opportunities they can, but we want them also to know that, you know, if things don't work out, we have a lot of interest in them, and, you know, just kind of staying on top of them, giving them their space after their high school season might end, but also making sure that, you know, we touch base once in a while and just let them know, hey, like, we have a great program here. We have a great group of kids, great group of billets, awesome fans, and a great organization that wants to win and wants to help move you up to the next level, whether that be at the NA level, Division III, Division I, whatever it might be. We're willing to do whatever it takes, and we'd love to have you.
And, of course, we got the NA3 draft jammed in there as well, just a little bit over a month away from now. And I believe we have a relatively high pick in that as well. So looking forward to seeing how that turns out. Just a couple more for you. You guys made some big trades towards the end of the season. You got back a couple real quality players. Gomez made an impact right away. He was throwing the body around. Love to see his physical nature. But you know me, I'm a goalie. I thought Colin Lemanski stepped in and just played outstanding, especially down the stretch where he was facing, you know, 50-plus shots almost every game, it seemed like. Talk a little bit about his competitive. He seems like a quiet kid, but obviously has a very high motor and a super competitive nature to him. Just talk a little bit about what he brought, even in those last few weeks of the season.
Yeah, Colin was fantastic. As you said, you know, we were giving up 50, 60, 70 shots some nights, and it seemed like, you know, we're in every single one of those games somehow. You know, I look back at the Peoria weekend or last week, last series of the year, and the Saturday night game, you know, again, we give up 60 shots and we lose 4-3 or whatever it was. But you said it, you hit the nail on the head. He's a huge competitor. He wants to play. He wants to get better. He's on the ice early every single day, and he's staying out late and taking shootouts, playing rebound games with the guys. But then once it comes to game day, you don't talk to him. He's got his headphones in and he's completely focused on what he has to do. And he has his routine. He's built his routine obviously throughout the years, and it's working for him. So, you know, selfishly as a coach, I would love to have Colin Lemanski back next year. Unselfishly, I think he's a guy that is most likely going to get a shot at the NA, and we might have to be patient, but, you know, when he came in, he just got to work. He, you know, like you said, he's a quiet kid. But yeah, he came in and did a hell of a job for us.
Such a big body too. You know, I've always been jealous of those guys that have that 6'2", 6'3" frame, because I was always playing at 5'8", 5'9", you know, so they always have such an advantage. But a lot of times those bigger guys, they don't move quite as well, or they're not quite as, I guess, purely skilled as maybe the smaller goalies. Collin is not that case. He moves excellent. He plays the puck well. He's always in position to make that second, third save, and he's going to give you, you know, every ounce of effort that he has in his body. So I was really impressed and happy that you guys made that trade, because it was a joy watching him for that 10, 12, 15 games, whatever it was that I got to watch him play. So certainly wishing him the best in the future. And like you said, he's certainly more than welcome to throw on a Cyclone jersey again.
100%.
Well, what about you as a coach, though? This was your first opportunity in a few years to get on the bench. What did you kind of learn or maybe realize throughout the year for you as a coach and your development?
It was actually a fantastic year, development-wise, just being back in hockey. I was very grateful for the opportunity and happy to be back, excited to be back in the game that I love, doing what I love, trying to help young players get better and reach their goals. From a coaching standpoint, this team taught me a lot. You know, we had a good mix of older guys and younger guys, and they all had something to bring to the table. I think one of the things that we learned this year was, you know, just making sure at times we're staying more on top of these guys. You know, they're 18, 19, 20-year-old men, young men. And I think, you know, we could have pushed them a little harder at times off the ice, making sure that they were committed in the gym, making sure that they were eating right and doing all those little things. And again, that falls on me and Jake as the coaching staff, you know, just to help them. Like, obviously I played at the highest level. I've been there, and there's a lot of knowledge that I probably should have passed along. And at times I feel like maybe I didn't do a great enough job of that. And that's, again, that's on me. I take full responsibility. But when I came in, you know, like my philosophy, I guess, was that the dressing room was theirs. You know, I wanted them to control their own dressing room and hold themselves accountable. And I think at times, again, like we could have stepped in a little bit more and just helped along with that process.
Well, I'm certainly excited to see what you guys build for next year. You know, next year is going to be my sixth year doing junior hockey in Wausau. So I've kind of seen it all at this point, and I'm definitely excited for another season. And I have high hopes of what you guys are going to be able to put together. I know you guys do too. So once again, I thank you for your time this morning. I'll leave the floor open to you if there's anything else you want to just say about the season or anything else in general.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to everyone that, you know, volunteered this year, who came to the arena, who put in the time, the work, the effort to help the organization. You know, I look back at our home schedule, and again, going through some of the losing streaks that we went to, I thought Zach Sirway did a fantastic job of getting fans in the stands. You know, it's not very often that a 13 win team has 800 fans every single night. And it was fabulous to see the support from the community, the support from the Billet families. So I just want to say a huge thank you to everyone, all the fans, all the Billet families, all the organizers, volunteers, Zach, the ownership, Jake, all the players, the families, everyone. Thank you for making this a good season, not as great as we would have wanted it to be, but it, you know, for looking back again at some of the things that went on, it was a fun ride. And I hope we can bring a championship to Wausau next year.
I certainly would love that as well. And one other thing I think is really great about Wausau, beyond all the stuff that Zach does, all the giveaways, all the, you know, we try and entertain the fans, all encompassing. Not just showing up to watch a hockey game, but you get to participate in a bunch of different ways and go home with something free. I think it's a really cool thing that we do. But beyond that, you know, the players, and I've said this for years, the players, even after a tough loss, even after maybe they had an individual bad night, they're always out there talking to the kids, interacting with the fans. I think that's something that's just so cool that I'm sure a lot of other teams across the NA3 and probably many other levels just do not do. So I really think it's cool that the guys kind of take it upon themselves and do that, regardless of what the result on the ice was. So, you know, I'm proud to be a Cyclone. I know you are too, and hopefully all the guys are as well. So, Coach, best of luck, and try and enjoy whatever type of, you know, off season that you can enjoy. I know it's very, very busy for you guys, but once again, I appreciate your time, and hopefully we'll try and talk to you again a time or two before the season starts.
Sounds good. Thanks again for having me, Jake. I appreciate it.
You bet. That is head coach of the Wausau Cyclones, Nathan Oystrick. At Precision Body and Frame, customer satisfaction is based on years of experience. As our customer, you will receive the finest quality repairs available. We are ready and willing to answer all of your questions concerning repair or estimating process. Our professional staff will assist you with your insurance company and claims handling procedures. Visit precisionbodyandframe.com for more details on all the services offered. Whether it's screen printing, embroidery, or promotional products, Four Seasons Screen Printing is here for you. They provide a small shop feel with the capability of high volume production and very fast turnaround times. Learn more today at fourseasonsmarathon.com. The Wausau Cyclones are proud to partner with Apex Learning Virtual School. They offer more NCAA approved courses than any other virtual school out there. They're an accredited school that has been around since 1997, and they understand the need for flexibility in your class schedule if you're going to train and be able to play the way that you need to in order to play hockey at the next level. Take advantage of that. Players have seen their core GPA go up as much as 23%, while their SAT scores on average are 15% higher than the national average. They know what they are doing. If you are not sure about enrolling full-time just yet, you can give Apex Learning Virtual School a try with just one course. Give them a call at 206-489-1079 and get started today.